For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The Communist Party of China has held a meeting with foreign political figures and academics to discuss the party's efforts to combat corruption. According to a press release from the CPC International Department, the meeting in Beijing attracted over 80 delegates from home and abroad. Topics discussed at the meeting include how to encourage clean politics, how a ruling party supervises itself, and global cooperation to crack down on corruption. The death toll from the Tianjin warehouse explosions has increased to 162. 11 others are still missing 4 weeks after the two massive blasts ripped through a warehouse in Tianjin port. The dead include 96 firefighters, 11 policemen, and 55 civilians. The 11 missing include 8 firefighters and 3 civilians. Hundreds remain hospitalized. China's welcome plans being discussed by the two Koreas to hold regular reunions of families separated by the Korean War in the 1950s. The two sides agreed to talks on Tuesday to further discussion of the initiative. Meanwhile, they have agreed to hold a reunion of Korean families late next month in the Mount Kumgang Resort. The first family reunion in more than 1.5 years will be held from October 20th to 26th. China's planning to be the first country to land a lunar probe on the far side of the moon. A Chinese lunar probe scientist said Tuesday that the mission will be carried out by Chang'e 4, a backup probe for Chang'e 3, and is slated to be launched before 2020. According to Zhou Yongliao with the Moon Exploration Department under the Chinese Academy of Sciences, if the plan is successful, China will be the first to complete the task. The far side of the moon, or dark side of the moon, as it is more commonly called, is never visible to Earth because of gravitational forces. It's being reported that U.S. ride-hailing service Uber Technologies will enter more than 100 Chinese cities over the next year. Reuters reports that Uber chief executive Travis Kalanick made the comments at an event held by Uber investor Baidu in Beijing on Tuesday. On Monday, Uber China said it had raised $1.2 billion as part of an ongoing fundraising round. Burundi's opposition leader Patrice Garangu has been shot dead on his way home. Garangu was the spokesperson of the Burundi Union for Peace and Development, which is one of the main opposition parties in the East African nation. His wife said Garangu was ambushed on Monday night when he was alone in his car heading home. She added that the assassination must be politically motivated. On May 23rd, UPD chairman Zedi Feruzi was also killed near his house in the capital of Bujumbura. His killers have yet to be identified. Powerful bursts of hot ash and lava have erupted from Mount Gumelama volcano in eastern Indonesia. A spokesperson for the country's National Disaster Management Agency said that the volcano erupted on Tuesday, spewing a column of ash up to 1,000 meters to the sky. According to the official, it also triggered ash rain in several villages. The ash spread to the east of the volcano's crater, but it did not spark an evacuation. Mount Gumelama is among the 129 active volcanoes in Indonesia, an archipelago country with about 17,500 islands. India's main opposition Congress Party has announced that it will retain Sonia Gandhi as its chief for one more year. The decision is set to rest all rumors of her son, Rahul Gandhi, taking over the position from her. Sonia Gandhi is the widow of former Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi and daughter-in-law of the country's first woman Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi. She has been at the helm of the Congress Party since 1998, thus becoming the party's longest-serving chief. Her party suffered a crushing defeat in last year's general elections. Kiribati's president has warned that the Pacific region will plunge into a humanitarian crisis if climate change is not significantly tackled. President Antoni Tong is now attending the Pacific Islands Forum in Papua New Guinea. Tong said the forum would be betraying people's trust if it didn't back measures to keep the global warming temperature rise below 1.5 degrees. The small island nations of the Pacific are the most vulnerable to human-induced climate change. Leaders of those nations fear that a 2-degree target will risk the existence of many islands. It's been reported that those nations are unsatisfied with their big neighbors, namely Australia and New Zealand, over their climate change policies. At least 12 Turkish policemen have been killed and many others injured in a bomb attack on a police minibus. The outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party militants launched the attack on Tuesday morning when the bus was transporting a group of policemen to a border gate connecting Turkey to Azerbaijan. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.